rubber game between the Tigers and Giants. Anibal Sanchez facing Chris Stratton, not Johnny Cueto. He was scratched with an inner ear infection. Tigers strike first in the first.
Another 1-2. Cabrera lines it back up the middle, base hit. You can just see that coming. Around third, Upton. He's going to score. It's 1-0 Tigers. Presley lines one over the leaping attempt of Panic into right center field. It was not hit all that hard. Panic waited and waited and jumped and just couldn't quite reach it. After base hits all year. The pitch, he swings and drives one to deep left field. That's plenty of power. It is gone. So sharp. Here's a bouncer to the right side and through. Just bad luck for Stratton there. Presley bounced one into right field. Coming in to score Upton. The throw from Gorky Hernandez goes all the way to third. Castellanos is safe at third, but covering third base, Wong throws back to Crawford at second with Presley trying to take second, and he's out. So that's how the inning ends.
On the way. Del takes strike three call. Brandon Belt, pitch on the way. Struck him out swinging. With a low fastball. 8 strikeouts now for Sanchez in 6 innings.
The Tigers take Thursday's rubber game 6-2. The Giants fall for just the second time in their last 9 games. Dixon Machado finally gets to circle the bases in his 65th career game. Detroit's bullpen turns in 3 perfect innings with 5 Ks to nail down the win. The Giants came into Thursday winners of 7 of their last 8 games, but Thursday was not their day as they fell to the Tigers in the rubber game by a 6-2 score. Here is San Francisco skipper Bruce Bochy.
He was all right. You know, he was bumpy there the first 3 innings trying to get settled in, and I'm sure he'd like to take a couple pitches back. 2-out walk in the first inning, and you know, didn't stop him from getting a running start, stolen base hit. That's kind of a cheap run there, the first inning. But I'm sure the pitch he'd like to have back is to the young kid to hit the home run. You know, he's a fastball hitter, and he threw that in his wheelhouse, and you know that did some damage there. Or else it's a closer ball game. But he settled down. He got us somewhat deep in the game. Not somewhat, you know. Here he is pitching almost to the seventh, and I thought he did a nice job.
At what point were you able to give him word that he'd be the guy today?
It was fairly close to game time. Johnny was actually prepping to get ready for the game, and he got dizzy and with his inner ear infection, and so we weren't comfortable putting him out there in that situation. So. You know, that's Stratton's job. He's a long man, spot starter, and so we had him available, which made it easier, and it would have been too much to try to get more cranking up, and so we let Strat have it, and like I said, you know, actually pitch well going into seventh.
Is there any concern of maybe Johnny going to the DL?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, we're going to reevaluate him tomorrow, see where we're at, see where he may fit in, possibly before the All-Star break. So that's what we'll talk about. Don't have something for you right now, but we'll see how he's doing tomorrow.
Talk about Sanchez's performance against you guys.
Yeah, he's tough. He's a veteran. He's got experience, and since he's come up from AAA, he's been throwing the ball well. You know, he's got 4 pitches, commands the ball well, good changeup. You know, he's been tough on the Giants, and he threw well today. Yeah, we got back in that game. You know, Panic's triple got us back in it. Now it's a 3-run game, but their pen did a good job on us.
After how many relievers went last night, like you said, getting Stratton to go a little deeper in the game, how's that set you guys up for?
Yeah, we're fine tomorrow now because of his effort. Early go there, you know, it's getting touch and go on whether I'm going to have to go get him and get him some help. But, you know, he settled down. I give the guy, the kid credit. Strat didn't let it get away and end up giving us some solid work there the last few innings and got us deep in the game.
When Chris Stratton woke up on Thursday, he did not expect to be on the mound to begin the day for the Giants. but Johnny Cueto came down with an inner ear infection, and Stratton was thrown into the fire. He did not have his best stuff against the Tigers, as he gave up 5 runs on 6 hits and 5 walks in 6 2/3, and he fell to 0-2 on the season. Stratton spoke to the media following the game.
I think it was like 12:34, I believe. I looked at my phone and I was like, oh, all right, I guess time to get going.
Was there any kind of yellow alert, considering he'd been ailing?
I think at like 12:30, Maddie came by and said, hey, I don't think Cueto's feeling very good. There might be a chance you go in. And then 2 more people actually came by after that and said the same thing. So I was like, all right, well, maybe there's a chance. And then Rags came in and said, all right, you know, get in your routine and let's go.
Probably not quite the way you probably envisioned your first big league start, huh?
No, definitely not. Actually, went and played catch and stretched and everything with the relievers earlier. So it was definitely different. But like I said, it's a dream come true to come out here and compete, and I'm glad I gave our team the best chance I could to, you know, be in the game late. So
the Giants try to regroup on Friday as they return home to face the Marlins in a weekend series at AT&T Park.